The homelessness crisis that is sweeping British Columbia turned deadly last year for close to 250 people, who the BC Coroner Service said died while experiencing lack of stable housing. The coroner classified 74% of those deaths as accidental, with an overwhelming majority attributed to the toxic drug supply. For Nelson homelessness advocates, those numbers are concerning after a report this week showed that Nelson has the second highest rate of homelessness in the BC interior. The Nelson Committee on Homelessness said a service count from earlier this year, along with other census data, shows 8 out of 1,000 residents are without stable housing in the city, based on the 88 individuals who were found to be in contact with support services.
And we know that's an undercount. And if you're curious about the other city, if you look at the cities, Kelowna and Kamloops had 2 per 1,000. Vancouver had 5 per 1,000.
That's Community Coordinator Jane Caldwell, who laid out the findings at a conference this week. She said the count took place on February 1st, a cold night in the city, when some didn't get a bed at the town shelter.
We had 12 people street outreach knew were outside, and then were an additional 4 turned away from shelters. So that night there were 16 people staying outside, and the conditions were, I think I looked this up at one point, you know, minus 11 or something, minus, you know, in the low minuses, not a happy night to be outside. I can say that. And about that, that means people are living in places maybe with no heat or power. They're in a vehicle, they're outside somewhere, or they're on a couch temporarily.
The meeting also heard from frontline workers, such as Ryan Giuliano from the Nelson Street Outreach Team, who meets individuals living on the street daily.
What we see a lot of is, people who are turned away from the shelters here or in Trail or Castlegar. For various reasons, there's nowhere for people to go after that point. And for people with really complex mental health, addictions issues, they tend to be the people who are left out. It's hard that we don't have more supportive housing options for people.
The solutions discussed at the meeting continue to hover around extended access to emergency and affordable housing, better mental health and addiction services to deal with the problems that continues to pose barriers for people living in Nelson, a town with a 0% vacancy rate since 2014. Reporting in Nelson, I'm John Roon, KCR News.